given the recent developments, you can only foresee some sparks, you know, out of Trump as to whether Trump will be able, you know, without waste of time, go straight into Syria, whether Trump will reverse any Cuban-American open relationship, you know, but those are the details as to what the attitude of, you know, America will be towards Africa. Now those are the, some of the details that we will have to certainly take a keen interest in, especially as South Africa and also as Africa. Today we have a session that deals with the first quarter report of the department. We also did receive the public protector report. And Mr. Person, we were also expected to receive a report on the Madibeng oversight visit by today. Am I right? That's the understanding. Certainly, we also did request the public protector report on the Lesotho Highland Water Project. It has been emailed through to us yesterday. Yes. Can we get an indication as to the availability on the report on Madibeng, the oversight that we did? We had scheduled that by the 28th of October, we shall have to receive that report. DG?
Good morning, Chair. I'll just have to check with my legislative business, my parliamentary office, but the report was done. It has not been lodged here. I'll just have to follow up with the whereabouts of the report.
It's as if the PLO is in Johannesburg or Pretoria? She is here. Oh, okay. We listening? In the meantime, let's get going with the agenda for the day. The agenda for the day talks to us about the first quarter report, which gives us an analysis of work done thus far. This is also to be seen within the context of the performance of the department in the past financial year. And also, it has to be measured against the first quarter report of the previous year. Now that's generally how it works with us here, so that we are able to follow on the trends, so that we are able to see. This also, I must say, would also serve as a, if you like, management report on a quarterly basis by the department, reporting to Parliament. We have also, in our recommendations, on our BRR report, indicated on a number of areas that will warrant our committee to be briefed on a quarterly basis. So whatever we do going forward, we also will have to keep our BRR report in hand so that we are able to track on progress on a number of areas that we had agreed upon for reporting purposes. I'm mentioning that because we will have to step up in our game this time around. I'm just trying to make an example about some of those. Among others that we spoke about is the bucket eradication program. I'm sure members do have the copies of the budget review and recommendation report. We will have to keep that as one of our Bibles as and when we proceed with our daily job, so that we are able to keep track. Madia will also have to assist us in that regard. Every time we are to take any quarterly report, we are also able to have handy for ourselves the areas in which we are expected to get reports from the department. Are we fine with that, members? Okay. Okay. Kishi?
You raise one issue of the public protector SA report, and I thought that maybe what you should do, Chair, is that the last time when we received the presentation on it, it was not a presentation, it was, by the way, in passing, when a question was raised about the findings of the public protector. Now that the report is being tabled to the committee, what is very important in dealing with issues of the public protector in particular is that this committee will have to have an interest to look at what were those issues, what were the findings and all of that. But remember, the last engagement, there was no report. Now that we have, I'm going to propose that in the next meeting of the committee chair, which will take place either in the one of the 16 or the one of the 23rd or any of the meetings, let us have that as table format so that the minister, she has accounted again to Parliament on the final note, rather than having an investigation dealt with and end up with the department and the public protector. I'm proposing, which is correct by the way, that this report is formally tabled to the committee as a way of what you call accountability. Then we can then look at those, you know, areas that the public protector has raised, and then deal with compliance in regard to the issues that the public protector has raised. So I wanted to propose that we take that line, Chair, rather than just noting it. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Mr. Chauke. Mr. Chepasson?
Chairperson, I also would like to raise a concern is that in yesterday's SCOPA meeting, although thank you for Maria informing us, even if it was a little bit late, but when the department appears before SCOPA, you know, it is... the committee members should attend those meetings. There was a lot of information that came out of that interaction between the minister and the department and SCOPA that we were not aware of. And that is a huge concern for me. And Chair, you also raised some of those issues in that meeting. It bothers me that I've got to go and sit in a SCOPA meeting to get more detail about findings, which does not appear before this portfolio committee. And I think we must get a method in addressing that issues. Thank you, Chair.
I I can safely say that the DG came in handy, as I said in the meeting. Frankly speaking, the whip and the chair of the committee, Scopa, did indicate that they were planning, but they were never specific on the details as to when exactly. If I did not meet with the DG, seeing him, with his entourage, we would not have been able to get that message, about that meeting specifically. Thanks once again, DG. This is generally how it should be, the relationship that we should foster. Maybe just going back to the point raised by Mr. Chauke, it should be an uncontested viewpoint that we need to go back to the Public Protector Report. It emanated out of a briefing by the department on Lesotho Highland Water. And a promise was made to the committee that indeed the report will be made available. So we certainly do have that report. So clearly it means that they will have to schedule a session wherein we also table the report and get a briefing from the department. I would imagine we'll get a briefing from the minister. And interact with the report accordingly. We certainly do have the report before us. It is incumbent on all of us then that we go through the report and prepare for that scheduled session. The proposal for the 23rd has been made. That we certainly deal with the report itself. I take it we are fine with that, because only on that day we shall be expected to deal with the rainwater situation. So we are adding an item on that for that day. Is that a fact, Marty? We don't have anything else on that day. And then on the point raised by Mr. Person, I welcome Mama Kaula. On the point raised by Mr. Person, clearly these are issues that including myself, I must say, that we get to hear for the first time. They were quite thorough, I must say, members, if you were able to make time for that. The issues were quite thorough. I guess also it is in the nature of how SCOPA works. Also because we deal with a whole myriad of issues ourselves. But SCOPA will be zooming on to a specific area. Irregular expenditure, wasteful and fruitless expenditure, that's where they are. To a point where they deal with the details, the finer details, so that when you are going to hear the department saying, we have done the following. As an example, SCOPA will be asking you as to who is we. At the end, who shall have signed the signature there? You were the chairperson of SCOPA, Mr. Chauke. At some point, you should be more familiar than we are on the issues we are talking about. We agreed, therefore, that we should find a mechanism as to how we deal with the issues. Jointly as the committee concerned that is appearing before SCOPA. I'm tempted to say that we shall then have to see as to how we schedule a session with SCOPA. I don't know how it works, frankly speaking. They have appeared, you have appeared before SCOPA. We take an interest ourselves. Some of the details that were expressed, they have to do more with us here. In fact, we shall have dealt with some of those issues as a committee. But the committee on public accounts, Standing Committee of Public Accounts, has to be more thorough and more detailed with finer details, which we, under normal circumstances, we do not. Not because, you know, we are avoiding issues, but because of the extent in which the work load that we have. So we find ourselves in that situation. Can we get some views on this one, just for a minute or two? Mr. Chanke?
The approach is correct, but when the department appeared as the public account, joint working with public account as a committee, we're supposed to have had a formal invitation. Not only because it's not formal, it means that we can't go there, it's correct. What you have done, it was a correct thing. That you then attend on behalf of the committee to understand some of the key issues that public accounts deals with, which is the correct thing. In fact, the committee is supposed to have been invited there. But what then happened, Chair, is that that report became our business, because those findings are not different from what we're supposed to have done ourselves in the committee. So it becomes our business, one, to deal with what public accounts is going to recommend. The recommendation of public accounts, they get adopted by legislature, meaning that Parliament will adopt those recommendations. And then public accounts will then put timelines as to when they expect to get a response to the department. I think the acting DG will know that part. But in between oversight, it means that we play that role ourselves, following up on the SCOPA resolutions and our own resolutions that we take when we deal with the annual report. So in between quarters, we can then agree that the first quarter, obviously, the first quarter comes in when these issues are raised. But in your presentation of the first quarter, you must have a sense of where is the department with regard to the issues that are raised. Because it becomes a cycle that at the end of the financial year again, you still go back to your regular fruitless, wasteful expenditure, because you will have failed to put up systems that have been identified that are lacking. If it's compliant with the law, either it's compliant with supply chain, because I've gone through that report. When you look at it, it's more failure to comply. What does it mean? It means that you need to create capacity within supply chain. It means that the finance section of the department will have to beef up not only itself, but the entire process, supply chain process, even at the municipality level, where you deal with issues of water. So your first quarter, as we deal with the first quarter now, supposed to speak on those issues. If you look at targets, as we have dealt with that, Chair, that the department only met is at 46% targets, what happened to the rest of the targets? That must be expressed. When you move to the first quarter, you must be able to carry over issues that you have not achieved in the last financial year. What then happened to them? Do they fall away? They were funded. Some of those issues are funded. So I'm saying that in our engagement, Chair, it's correct that we have interacted with public accounts. Our interest will be to know what recommendations are going to put out of that particular hearing of the department, and then we then develop a program on our own to follow up on those issues. You know, we will expect the department, Chair, to come back to us on the issues raised in the public account. We'll have to have them. On the very same issues that were raised there, they'll have to come to us again and respond on the issues that are raised. So our oversight work becomes relevant, Chair. We don't normally deal with having to meet in the meeting here. We see the report, thank you very much, it was wonderful. Then we do an oversight, we go and visit the dam there, we come back. That is not. Oversight, it must be precise, direct to the point, and all the issues that are raised by public accounts, in fact, we're supposed to be the first one to raise them. Because we do oversight of the department. So I'm saying that, Chair, we'll then develop a program. We'll have to look at those issues, have a slot in the committee that look at those issues. Because they cannot just be a scopper issues there, and then we have our own issues. Create a space in the committee, Chair, where we look at that funding of public accounts. By that time you look at it, you'll have had recommendations of public accounts. Now, on the issues of fruitless, wasteful expenditure, I think all of us we know, Chair. The first quarter when we deal with it, or either the second quarter, we must be able to be briefed on the report, on investigation report. Because if you follow PFMA correctly, it tells you what you do with the regular expenditure. You investigate. After the investigation, you then move to the next phase. And the next phase, you give a report, you take action. Fruitless expenditure same applies. You investigate that. Having investigated, you then recover. It's an instruction that instruct the HOD, the accounting officer, what he must do. So you then have those reports that are tabled with regard to the fruitless, wasteful expenditure. Now we are told that the fruitless and wasteful expenditure is almost 2 billion of the department. We need a report on that. The department must come back and give us a report with what we have investigated, what the cause of fruitless expenditure and wasteful. Then you present that report, recover, because there's a part that we don't deal with most of the time. And it's that part that says recover the money.
That's Mr. Chauke for you. He will go to those finer details.
Okay.
He is passionate, as you can hear him. Welcome, Mom Kaula and Bob Shelley.
So Chair, that's all what I can say, that the recover part of it is that when there's been a wasteful expenditure, that money must come back to the state. So you need to get, if it does not come back, someone must fall. It means that we need to take action, because you would have failed to recover the state money. If you are an accounting officer who has failed to recover a wasteful expenditure, then the owner is on you.
Mr. Chauke is already in action. He's already in action. What has happened out of that SCOPA meeting is that there are recommendations. I can, on top of my head, mention among others. Of course, these are issues that we'll have to come back here and deal with. Clearly, the point raised by Mr. Chauke, that the irregular expenditure has more to do, by and large, with the Lepelle project, to a point where SCOPA has shown an interest to go and do an oversight on that specific project. There are other issues raised in the meeting itself, among others, about the extent in which there is any transgression on the PMFA. As and when the minister appoints an implementing agent, what happens? Whether that implementing agent can do as it wishes without being guided by the PMFA and the regulations within the department itself, on the so far as procurement processes are concerned. Now, these are some of the issues that would have been dealt with. But clearly, the point is being raised that we need to come back, look at the SCOPA report, and look at the recommendations, and engage with SCOPA as we are to be meeting with the department on the issues concerned that were raised by SCOPA. Are we fine with that? We're okay. Okay, we
took some bit of time in dealing with the issues, which were equally necessary, I must say. And let's allow the department to take us through the quarterly report, number one.
Thank you very much, Chair. As a department, we shall indeed oblige to the request. We will share with the committee our detailed action plan in terms of the AG's findings and recommendations, as well as the SCOPA resolutions. We'll appreciate to walk this journey with yourselves in terms and guide us in terms of how we address the issues that have been raised in the previous financial year. I shall take the committee through our first quarter report, looking at our predetermined objectives, which is non-financial information, as well as financial information. I assume that we have received our report, so I won't go slide by slide, but I will I'll put more emphasis on some of the slides as I go through. I'm on slide 3, where that deals with our non-performance information. For the first quarter, the department achieved 54% of its targets. If you look at our indicators, out of 75 indicators that we set for the main accounts, we're saying 13 were overachieved, 24 of those indicators were achieved, and 11 were partially achieved, and 15 were not achieved and were carried over to the second quarter. If you look at the water trading entity, of the 4 indicators that were set for the entity, 2 were overachieved and 1 was partially achieved, and only 1 indicator was not achieved and carried over to the second quarter. These are the details in terms of various programs, from program 1 up to 5 in terms of the indicators that were set for each program, but I was talking more in terms of overall as a department. I will move to slide 23, from slide 23 that talks to more of the rand and cents. For the first, the total budget allocation for the main account is 15.2 billion. And in the first quarter, the department budgeted 1.8 billion, and the extra spending was 2 billion. So we were slightly over the budget by 101 million. The transfers to the municipalities, as we have different financial years, those were not budgeted for in the first quarter, but is due to be transferred in the second quarter, and that has been done in the second quarter. Overall, spend for the department in the first quarter, we overspent 501 million, mainly in 2 programs, which is program 3 and program 4, where we had accruals for the previous financial year, and as I previously indicated, that in terms of the rollover that we requested from National Treasury, that was sort of not granted, so we pay that through our budget. So hence program 3 and program 4 slightly overspend the budget because they took care of the overspending from the previous financial year. If you look at in terms of economic classification, compensation of
page 22. Ngempela mpela into iyaxa ukuthi why thina sinezinto engabonakali kodwa bonezabe yiqamile. Ngiyabonga.
Excuse me, Chairperson, pardon me for coming late. My worry is based on page 22. The document that we've been given here is not clear enough. It is a little bit confusing because seemingly they have clear documents, but we do not have clear documents. Why? Thank you.
this is our own internal problem. When the department sends these copies, list, but Pumela electronically, and then the staff said, yes, yes, save a pep, sound. Ukuthi uprintwe kabili. Uma kwenze kanjalo banalo yonke inkinga. Nakumanye ama-pages asaza azayo. So akusiyo inkinga ye-department, inkinga yethu. Sizothi siyilungise kuya phambili. Inkinga yethu. Ukuba bona basithumela ngalo mtshini lo. And then thina sivele siprinte kuba sizama ukuthi sheshe, you know, sebenza ama pages amancane. Mangixolise on behalf of staff sethu. Ngiyaxolisa mama. Ngiyaqhubeka.
Thank you, Chair. Looking at compensation of employees, the budget was underspent by 38 million, as not all positions or posts were filled in the first quarter. Also, in this economic classification item, during adjustment budget, our budget was reduced by 127 million rand. And we also redirected 53 million rand of the budget to cover the sanitation budget. Goods and services also underspent by 64 million due to certain delays in appointing internal audit service providers and other service providers in planning and regulation programs. Our transfers is mainly transfers to the COBWA, the Komati River Basin, that was scheduled to take place in the second quarter, but due to pressure that they had, we had to transfer money in the first quarter, hence we overspent, but it will ease off as we transfer the money in the first quarter. Payment for capital assets overspent by 157 million rand due to the payment of the previous year's infrastructure invoices. As I previously indicated, that the program 3 and program 4 overspent in the first quarter due to the accruals. Moving to slides 31 and 32, where I look at individual programs. Program 1 underspent by 40 million. The underspending is due to the late receipt of accommodation invoices from Public Works for our offices because of the billing issues at Public Works and the late appointment of the internal audit service in Program 1. The payment for drought-related costs, which was not budgeted for, however, increased the spending of this program. Slide 33 and 34 talk to Program 2. Spend only 17% of their allocated budget for the first quarter. The program is lagging behind and the budget has been reduced during the adjustment of budget and reprioritized to units which are sort of overspending. Slide 36 talks to program 3, which overspent its budget by 286 million, mainly because of the previous year's invoices which were paid in the current year and the unfunded interventions and emergencies. During the adjustment budget, Social Treasury made available an additional amount of 340 million for the drought-related cost. Program 4, which is on slide 37 and 38, spent 58% of its budget for the bucket eradication in the first quarter. But if you where we are in the second quarter with this program, the budget has since been exhausted and applications have been made for additional funding to complete the program, which is bucket eradication. Slide 39 and 40 talks to to program 5, which is regulations. Only spend 18% of its allocated budget. The program is also behind in spending due to the appointment of service providers for raw water pricing, review of tariffs regarding of entities which was scheduled to commence only on the second quarter. And the program has since started in the second quarter. Slide 42 talks on the infrastructure programs. all direct grants, that amounts to about 1.8 billion, which is regional bulk infrastructure grant, and 2 billion for water service infrastructure grant, did not spend, as they are all scheduled to commence in July, in line with financial year of municipalities, which also commences in July. So the money will be transferred in the second quarter. If you look at the water trading entity, slide 44 and 45, the entity has built 7% more than what was budgeted for, and has made a surplus of about plus or minus 580 million. The employee cost is underspending by 11% due to the vacancy in the water trading entity, which the department is currently addressing. Goods and services are also underspending by 25% due to the infrastructure central unit not pumping in the first quarter due to some non-functioning of the pumping equipment, and that was addressed and is happening from second quarter. The debtors are sitting at 7 billion, of which 5.2 billion is over 150 days. This is due to the non-payment by the municipalities and water boards, and the department is seeking solutions in terms of how to recover the monies from the non-paying municipalities as well as our water boards. Finally, Chair, due to the non-payment of the municipalities and water boards, there is a disjuncture between the surplus reflected in the entity's books and the actual cash in the bank. Because as we bill, but we actually don't collect that money from the municipalities and the water boards. Thank you very much.
We find no additions from finance, CFOs. Let's welcome our new member, who is not entirely new, Mr. Thabo Manyusi. He is an alternate member, as he serves also in other committees. Welcome, sir.
Thanks, Chair. I came when Donald Trump won.
I didn't hear that part.
It must be recorded that the day when I came to this committee, Donald Trump became the president of the U.S.
Welcome, sir. We still have to baptize you. We have our baptismal whip. We shall have to recommend to us whether we baptize you with fire or with water. We shall have to... Oh, Suwa. There you go. There you go. You know, working in this committee... and having to visit some of these sites, you know, it makes it so interesting, you know. You get used to it, you know. At times you even talk about it and come up with all these English words, but whilst you are eating, you know, feces, this and that, and so on. And let's also table the apologies, which I did not do. It was an oversight on my part again. The minister is attending a cabinet meeting, cabinet committee meeting. The deputy minister is still booked off by the doctor. And also an apology from Inkosi Qebekhulu, because he's attending another committee meeting. Those are the apologies that have since been tabled. Okay, there is a report. I was reading one correspondence yesterday in my office from one stakeholder who was again responding to the session that we had at some point about water plan and those. And he was quite elated with the fact that at least now the draft water plan is to be brought to the committee. We did take such a decision, am I right? We did. But we did not receive that draft water plan. Okay, Mr. Pasol?
You're correct. We took that in a workshop. We told them, bring what you've got. Put on the table, let's see what you've got. And that was in the workshop.
Okay. Can we also, as you are to be responding at Acting DG, also sensitize us on that specific area? Any questions, comments on the first quarter report, Mr. Pasol?
Chairperson, I just want to know from the Acting DG, the 3 point, in the region of 3 billion that municipalities and water boards own them. You invoice them, you carry them on your books. Do you pay VAT on that water over to the receiver? That's something I've never asked. Are we exempted from VAT on raw water or supplying water? Because if you pay VAT over and they owe you this money, you know, you carry a burden on your cash flow paying VAT for money you haven't received yet. On invoice, paying VAT on invoice, or are you paying VAT on receiving of cash or payment? What is the method that you use in the department?
Any further questions, comments? Mam Kaula?
Kibonga sihlalo. No, khona nje ongithanda ukubuze la sihlalo. Lapha namadibengi esasiya khona safike sakubona izolo bekuvele ku TV ukuthi le ladamlela esali elalinenkinga lawa amanzi ayengekho right still namanje abakayilungisa inkinga zalaphayana. Umbuzo wami-ke uthi ngempela le nto isisiza ngani ngempela ukuthi sifike sikhulume nabantu kodwa sinele sihambe gcineni kufanele ukuthi besiphele amanzi emhlane wedada. Ngiyabonga.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. I just want to highlight to the House that yesterday I saw on TV the issue of Madibeng, whereby we went to do oversight. We saw that dam where there was a sewage spillage, so it was lighted on TV yesterday. It is still affecting that dam, RTPS port dam. Now my question is, I want to know as to how does this thing of doing oversight help us, because we go there with the hope that things will be fixed, but as time goes on we find that no change is taking place. Thank you.
Okay, we'll take those few for now. Bob Shalem.
Just checking to the issue of, the underspending, the reasons. I think on page 15, slide number 32, delays in the appointment of service provider to assist with the internal audit function. But I don't see the reason that are causing the delay. And if there is a delay in getting the service provided and the reasons are not clear, maybe if there are reasons why there is that delay, because it seems as if that is not attended, so we won't see any move forward. And another one, from patient, another one, page 19, slide number 38, bullet number 4, say, although the problem is behind with spending additional funding of $801 million is required to address the sanitation services. But I don't get convinced that we can't use what we have, but we need more. Thank you.
Okay, Gigi. And you, Chief?
Thank you, Chairperson. Maybe on the question on the VAT. Yes, indeed, we do charge VAT to our customers, and we do pay VAT to the receiver. Our method is the invoicing method, which is a very, as you rightly said, it's a bit of a challenge. We have since had discussions with the receiver to revert back to the payment method. But then there's a lot of reconciliation that still needs to be done to switch over in terms of that method.
The issues of underspending, yes, there were SCM processes related in terms of appointing the service provider to assist the water trading entity in terms of the internal audit function. But that has since been resolved. They are working from the second quarter. But in the first quarter, it could not be finalized on time. Hence, there was underspending because the money was sort of earmarked to start from the first quarter. The issues in Matibeng, the department is working on that issue. Yes, there are delays, but also the unit consent had to come up with some mechanism where that has to go through the procurement process in terms of appointing the service provider to work on the artist. So the process is underway, Chairperson, and we will report the progress when we report for the second quarter. But the work there is underway in terms of addressing the situation.
Any further questions, comments, Mr. Person?
Person, while we're on the Maribeng issue, the spillage in the Crocodile River that comes from the prison upstream in Gauteng, that is polluting the river at the moment. That's hitting the news now on a daily basis. Fishes are dying. When it started, it was about 2 weeks ago, I called the DDG, Singh. He said he's got a team looking at the problem, rectifying the problem. But it's now a constant problem in that area, and it's creating now awareness all over the country now of, you know, the environment is now heavily polluted, fishes are dying. It's not acceptable to say that we are working on it. It's emergency. It should have been dealt with already, and dragging their feet is not helping us. In other ways, they get means to declare funds to declare funds to be made available. In this instance, where it comes from Gauteng and it's been polluted and fishes are dying and it goes into water, people's got to drink, and the smell next to the river where people stay. And downstream, farmers are using that water, and in Gauteng, people are buying the vegetables. That's unacceptable, Chairperson. Departments should do much more. They're not strict about it. I know the project that they had there, and I've asked questions, and I know there is going to be a project to clean the water on long term. But this is emergency spillages that should be dealt with. We tested the water there a week ago. We talk of E. coli coming in unmeasurable. They can't even measure the E. coli that's in the water, so high it is. So, you know, I don't buy the DG's report on the issue of on Hartbeespoort Dam itself. Not talking about the other issues we investigated, but the pollution taking now, it's unacceptable, the answer on that.
Kamala? Funa kwaze kujoba suke sibuza ngoba sine concern esithintayo ezinhlizweni zethu ngoba abantu abagqelazekayo as honorable Basonde Esho ukhuluma ngangazaphatha amanzi angcolile nokufaka ofish lezi zinto esazi ukuthi ziphathe impilo yethu. Ngisazobuyela lapha emadibengi ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi le ndawo ekuthiwa isekhehlenke sagcina inenkinga yona-ke bathini ngayo. Ku-wadi 20 wadi lawa sigcine ngenawo amanzi nhlobonhlobo, yini esebenzile? Okunye sengidlulela ePort Elizabeth nakhona if Chairperson uyabuka ku-TV, mina ngangikhuluma before lento ingakaveli ku-TV ngangizibonele mina ngamehlo kade ngiye khona ePort Elizabeth. Kunomfula laphayana, ngihlezi ngikhuluma kuthiwa yiSwartkop. Lowa mfula u-affecta abantu ngendlela ongayazi. Kulokhu nje kokugcina kuze kwavela ngisho indle, thola ukuthi kunendle engena khona ngendlela ongafani, and bakhala ngokuthi lapha even nabamhlophe uqobo abelungu babekhala ngokuthi sebemtshela umasipala, umasipala akenzi lutho ngaloya ndawo. Ngifuna ukwazi ngempela ukuthi njengaleli komiti sazi kahle ukuthi if sikhuluma ngamanzi sikhuluma ngento ethinta izimpilo zabantu, if sikhuluma ngomoya abantu baphefumula umoya, ngeze ngenza isincomo ngale naqala ngisaqala kuda ukuthi ngokwamngcono ukuba kukhona indlela mhlawumbe umasipala ayenzayo kuloya mfula, mhlawumbe abiye kutshalwe ney'hlahla ezokwazi mhlawumbe ukuthi lokhu ungcolo kunyeza ukuklina kubuyisele kahle kungayi udoti straight kubantu. Leya nto ingiphatha kambi and ngeke ngikwazi ukuthola ukuphumula if ngisabona laba bantu base Port Elizabeth bephila lolu hlobo. Njengoba ngisho ukuthi nabamhlophe abelungu nabo bebevele manje bekhala ukuthi-ke ngicela-ke besilwele nomasipala. Umasipala bazi umsebenzi wabo uthi yini. Ngiyabonga.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. I'd also like to make the follow-up on what Mr. Person has highlighted on the issue of Madibeng, because the issue of pollution there is so severe in such a way that it touches the lives of the people on the ground. It is affecting even the fishes there. So I want to know as to what is it that the department is doing concerning that. But also I would also like to touch on the issue of PE in an area called Ketling. There's a river there. In Ketling there is no water there. And in PE I also saw on TV on the dam which is called Swartkop, even there there's a sewage spillage. Now, this thing, it really, really worries me a lot. I also even recommended that at least trees should be planted there to probably assist in the purification process, because really this thing is affecting the lives of people on the ground. Now, as a committee, what are we doing if such things are happening to our people? I'm not going to rest until these issues are addressed because they really affect the people. Thank you very much.
You want to say something?
Yeah.
I thought
the process, maybe, Chair, it's important that maybe we should reflect back, Chair, that we receiving the first quarter report. In between that, Chair, the first quarter report of yours is informed by the strategic plan of the department, which is a contract between ourselves as a committee and the department, both budgetary and programs. Now, what we are going to propose, Chair, is that, and what members are currently raising, there may be new areas which are outside the agreed upon a APP with the department. These are new areas, in fact. The department itself find itself having to deal with new areas outside the APP as agreed. Because this exercise this morning is an exercise that helps us understand the implementation of the APP, which is a program. Therefore, I'm going to suggest that we note the presentation and appreciate the presentation of the department, which I think it's a good thing that has happened, that the department appeared in the committee, the first quarter report was properly presented, and members have started to engage. We don't close the engagement here, having received this report, Chair. We don't close it. We agree that there are a number of areas that have been raised, either through the annual report and issues that are raised in the Public Accounts Committee and the issues that are raised by members now. All those issues must find expression somewhere, because we cannot just raise them for the sake of raising them. It means that at some point the department will have to revisit the strategic plan. Some of the issues divert them from the original plan. It means that it impacts on the budgetary arrangement of the department, which is a contract again on the budget between the committee, which is Parliament, the committee, and the department. Because all of these issues that if we are saying that, for example, the issue of a RDPS port dam, a department must do something urgently there. It's off budget, obviously. But it means that there must be an arrangement between, an agreement, between this committee of Parliament that has passed the budget of the department, together with the department to review either the strategic plan of the department somehow. So I'm going to propose, Chair, that we don't conclude these issues here today. We set aside a day again. I'm worried about this thing of me having to call for setting aside the day. It's because we need to find each other at some point in the department. There's no way that we can end up doing rhetoric all the time that we are raising issues, they are raising issues. That I mean, we expected to get the report of Madibe as early as the 29th of October. We are now in November. That report is not here. Now, we then put aside a day, Chair, again, where we do, I'm not calling for the review of the strategic plan, but we look at the first quarter in detail. What does this first quarter, in fact, be addressing? Does it address the issues that were raised in the last quarter, which is the fourth quarter, carrying over? What is it that is being carried over on targets that were never met? The targets, the department only met 46% of its target. What happened to the rest of the 50% or 55% of the target? What happened to them? Do they fall away? No, they don't fall away. We need to then get, having dealing with the first quarter now, get a report from the department. Not only in rents and centers, it's put here, to say all these targets were not able to meet them. When you move to the next quarter, which is the quarter of the first year again, 2016, what is it that you are going to carry over moving forward? So that in the second quarter, Chair, when you deal with the second quarter, we now have an understanding of the issues that have lapsed to the current quarter that we are dealing with, and then how does they impact into the overall strategic plan. So that discussion must be there, Chair. It must give us time. It means that we have this opportunity now. Let's have enough time. Let's look at these issues in a separate meeting again that we can call upon by the committee arrangement. We have that meeting. Let's have that engagement. By that time, Chair, we'll have dealt with issues that are raised In fact, it will give an opportunity to the department to deal with issues that are raised by the committee and to bring a proposal to the committee that all the issues that are raised in between the strategic plan, that is a three-year plan, these are the issues and this is how we are going to accommodate those issues. It's correct, Chair, if we don't do that exercise, come the end of the financial year, you are sitting with 2 billion rand regular expenditure. The audit action plan that we have raised, Chair, you know that point. That point is not just an audit plan that is lying there. It's a point that must find itself, it must find its expression in the strategic plan. You then begin to review. You look at if it was a supply chain issue, for example, that the department is lacking, and the issue there is around capacity of the supply chain to implement or to deal with issues of monitoring. Those issues will have to find expression in the quarter that we are dealing with now. So my proposal, therefore, Chair, is that let us move with an understanding that it does not end here. Having presented does not mean that that's the end. It means that it's ongoing work, and therefore we schedule the next meeting that you will agree upon yourself and your team that deals with scheduling to continue with the issues of the first quarter.
Okay.
Before we even get to the second quarter. Because by the time you get to the second quarter, Chair, your first quarter must have resolved a number of things. Then second quarter becomes easy for the department because it's sort of, it's a smooth ride. The third quarter, you're done. The fourth quarter, you then deal with the annual report. Then come the clean audit the next financial year. If you miss it now, I'm telling you that the end of the financial year again, we are going to be sitting with extra either 3 or 4 billion rand irregular expenditure again. Because we need to tie up what are the issues now. And this is what is important. Thank you, Chair.
I think those are the kinds of issues that Mama Kaula has been raising. Mama Kaula is consistent in saying we're raising the same issues here. Mr. Paswani is equally saying, talking about what is to happen at the dam, having to be told that in the coming quarter, and Mr. Paswani is raising a very sharp point by saying, here you have your wastewater treatment plant that spills over into the rivers there, Crocodile among others. Now, lately you have the prison. Clearly there you have an issue with their wastewater treatment plant as a result of any spillage that comes or goes into the river stream. And that river feeds into the dam itself, hence the pollution that we have. And this is an issue that has always been raised as to what happens with the cleaning of the dam. At some point, the department had appointed some service providers along the way. The department got to realize that cleaning the dam is not a solution. It's not a solution. If you were not going to look into the source where pollution comes from, which then would have meant that you needed to look into your wastewater treatment plant. We did go there. We saw there were two plants in one area. What area is that? Rietfontein? The one plant was decommissioned. The other one was new, working, operational, but capacity was an issue as spillages were still to be feeding into the river stream. Now, those are the kinds of issues. The point raised by members here is that when we get such a report, let us be concrete to a point where we even respond to the issues raised by Mr. Shelembe. The issues that relate to
underspending and overspending in some instances. Now, what happens when we have such situations? That's the kind of issue that Mr. Shelembe is raising. All these issues having to be addressed as we move forward in a much more concrete. As we speak now, all what we hear from the department are plans. And the points raised by members here is that the points raised are such that we need to get to hear what is it that has been done, because we cannot be planning forever. Once that process, which I take it that we are fine with, once that process is to be pursued, if members here still have any other issue, and also the department expected of it to respond to, let's do that, just exhaust that part, taking into account the points raised by Mr. Chauke, which we'll have to find some scheduling for. Are we fine with that approach? Okay. Mrs. Kaula?
Ngibonge sihlalo. Khona lento ebizwa ngokuthi content. Le content iplan ekhuluma ngokuthi ke sithi nje ngisuka nemoto la. Ngiyale KZN. Asisho sithi seNatal sikwazulu Natal. Kunemali ofa ngibeka eceleni. Egadi ukuthi if kwenzeka anything ngikwazi ukusizakala, ngabe ikhona lento ukubhekeleleka kulo mnyango ukuthi if mhlawumbe khona ipipe especially ikulungiswa. Kuyimanje e-standard tone, nakhona sebeze bajwayela abantu esihlalo wami ukuphila inendle, kuyanuka. And ngempela angiyiboni le nto mina ukuthi sizoyibekezela nje kube mnandi ukuthi ngihlala ka-water and sanitation. But le water and sanitation kimi nayingisizi ngalutho. La kuney'nkinga engayireza ngifika, ngeke ngiyeke lokho. Still ngakuthatha manje ayikaze zenzeke. Yabona i-Tegmod ngathola i-ansa elihlungu kabi yokuthi igama lithi isemagadeni lapha eNewcastle. Igama lithi kulanda wayitholakala. Why behlulwa yini kungcono? Mama Khawula ukuphi? Ngithathe isdrive ngihambe ngiyobakhombisa babone. Babone nabantu esihlala ukuthi baphila nje. Bayagula abantu balapha. Ngangokuthi imfuyo yakhona ababeyifuyile bathi siyafa yonke. And kunemndeni engafike ngikhombise ukukhulume nayo. Kube buhlungu kuwena. Yini inkinga na? Omasipala bafuna ukusebenza. Umbuzo wokugcina. Lana sakhuluma ngosalga. Sakhuluma yawusaka ukuthi le mnyango sizoyithola nini ke sizohlala ngoba mina ngibona sathi lazo losigidagida endaweni eyodwa. If le labantu abasebenza ukubhekelela omasipala ukuthi basebenza kanjani sibayeka ngoba uyabona sisi lapha eGoli workshop babekhuluma ezifu kukhula bazokwenza. But end of and akukho okukhombisayo sihlala ukuthi bayafuna ukubambisana nalomnyango ngoba yes singalo sikhombana sikhomba isihlalo sikhomba uminister sikhombe bani kodwa if usalga nalomnyango lo khoda bengafuna ukusebenza together nathi ngeke kwenze kule nabaka environment because njoba siphila akekho ngazi ukuthi siphila ngomoya okufanele siwuphefumule oclean ukuze sikwazi ukuqhubeka nempilo. And siyakhala ngeyilwane lezi esikhule zikhona kodwa manje uma uthi uyabheka zikho. Ezinye zezinto ofuna sihambe siyibuze ukuthi zishonephi inkingi kuphi. Bese siyayibheka-ke thina esikulama portfolio noma esila ephalamente ukuthi yini inkinga sisele kuphi. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I am very much worried. I would also like to raise the issue of Standard Tone. In Standard Tone, the spillage is so worse in such a way that now people there are used to live with this sewage on the streets. My worry is we keep on talking one and the same thing, but there is no progress. There's also one place which is called Takmo in Madadi. People there are sick, their animals are dying because of this spillage. Now, if we keep on going like this, we'll end up fighting, pointing fingers at each other. I propose that we need to call upon SALGA, COCTA, as well as the Department of Environment. I'm mentioning SALGA because it is the one that monitors municipalities. Now, if these three departments can come together, we'll then be able to chant the way forward as to what is it that we need to address. One worry also is, if you look around, there are some animals that are becoming extinct. They are getting extinct as a result of this spillage that is taking place. We also need to take that into consideration. Thank you very much.
Mr. Bafa?
Jefferson, I want to raise a concern that never in the past it happened, but lately it seems a norm. I wrote to Mr. Mkhize on the 18th of the 10th month concerning a matter that's been dealt with for a long time. I did not even receive a acknowledgement. I complained about no water in all days. When I got the complaint that, and that was on the 27th of last month, they for 2 weeks did not have water. All days. It's in Blouberg municipality. That's there. No reply. No correspondence. It's community sitting without water because of a dispute where the water comes from. I've sent in a whole report about that. No response. Kokama municipality, Chairperson, the one me and you discussed about, I sent that statement as it was read in the house to the DG. No response. That was on the 31st. On the 2nd of the 11th month, Randfontein wastewater treatment plant polluting the rivers. I sent him a report. No response. Chairperson, I really don't know. I'm putting this in writing. I don't even get. And I don't just send it to him. I also send it to Chalky, so that there is a backup. But they don't even respond to the mails. And then you need to reply to people and ask what is the situation. I don't even get a response saying we are busy investigating or this is the way forward or we can't assist, whatever. Now I'm asking Chair, that we need to be taken serious. I'm not complaining this to give them work. It's genuine complaints by communities. It's a courtesy putting it under the to inform the department of the problem. They can escalate it where they want to escalate it or deal with it if they need to deal with it with the municipality. It's their prerogative to do it. I cannot inform a municipality to do it. The department can. And coming back to Hartbeespoort, I request the acting DG, by close of today, I want a written response on Hartbeespoort. What is the plan of action? What have they done? Because eventually we as members of parliament, everybody knew we were in Brits, but nothing happens. Even that report, Chairperson, those people on our neck, they were in a meeting when you gave the instruction. We want this report by the 28th. They had their meetings, they prepared their reports from their side. It's the lack of the department to bring those reports to us. Last week, we gave instruction. That report must be before this committee today. It just seems that the department doesn't take us serious. So, do they want us to escalate these matters now in another direction?
I'm really asking for assistance. Being nice, not rude with the department, not threatening them in any way, but we are writing them letters, giving them information. You know, in the past, you would get a letter back to say, thank you very much for bringing this to our attention. We will investigate and come back to you. And then you will get a letter that says, listen, we have seen someone there, expect a report within a few days. Now it's just, we don't get any response from the department.
Let's agree, department officials, that whilst you are presenting a quarterly report, members do raise anything in the literal sense of the word, whether that is within the quarterly report itself or outside that quarterly report. So you must just bear with us on that one, and I would imagine by now you should be accustomed to such. As to how you play it around, I'm sure by now you should have an experience as to how you respond to such. Number two, when anything and everything is to be referred to the department, that is water and sanitation related, let's agree that a response that says, but this is not our forte, is not acceptable. A response that says, but this is more of a cocktail matter, a response that says, but this is a matter that relates to environment, is not acceptable. Government department must find in its own realm a need for collaboration among your sister departments. If a matter, Mamkaula always would raise matters that relate to COCTA. A response that shall say, yeah, but that is not a matter for us, it is a matter for COCTA. The point raised by Mr. Person equally about municipalities and lack of water, whilst in the literal sense of the word, that could be more of a local government matter. But because we are dealing with water and sanitation here, I think let's get used to that such practice. Otherwise, we are not going to go anywhere. If we keep on passing the buck to whoever, we are quite conscious of the fact that some of those issues, they do not reside. You are mainly into bulk. Reticulation is more of a municipal matter. Availability of water in the taps of households is more of a municipal matter, a local government matter. We are quite conscious about that matter. But we are saying, find it in your minds and hearts that you collaborate with your sister departments. All what members are interested here are solutions, not added problems. Not added problems, because as you are to respond by way of saying, yeah, but that is not a matter for us, that's a problem. What you are keen on is, some of you do have intergovernmental relations division. You do have structures that work with other departments, especially also with COCTA, human settlement and so on. You do have committees of that nature. For us, it is to tap on those and bring such solutions for these members to be able to respond to the respective communities that get their mandate from. That's what we are trying to do. Mamadia is also mentioning that when such correspondences are sent through to the department, if they can also be copied to us here, so that there is a tracking mechanism. You want to respond to those issues, department, Mr. Mkize and your team?
Thank you, Chair.
I take it that the point raised by the whip is acceptable, so that we get the concrete responses to the issues, rather than getting to hear off plans all the time. Equally, members are free to raise issues, comments, and questions. Thanks, Mr. Mkize.
No, thank you very much. My humble apology for not responding, but I can assure the member that we have a fully fledged referral system in the department where all correspondents that come, they are sort of responded to, taken care to the relevant line managers for the content of the response. So I will follow up on that one. It was not my intention not to respond to the correspondence that came through, but I will have to beef up.
Sorry to trouble you, Mr. Mkize. Maybe just to amplify the point raised by Mr. Chauke further. When you come back on a scheduled time, if we can also, by way of an example, get back to us by saying, in Kogama, that situation, much as it is a local government matter, this is an intervention that the department has been able. The result of which to achieve. This is an intervention in Gauteng thus far. This is an intervention in Swartkops River, the pollution that is taking place there. This is a feedback on Standerton. This is a feedback on Bloubergs Strand. This is a feedback on Arthur's BS Fontaine Dam. If we can get those concrete feedbacks so that we are able to say to ourselves, at least now we are moving forward, so that we don't find ourselves seated here raising the same issues over and over again. If we can get when we are to come back to deal with the issue of this quarterly review, we can come back concretely with those responses. These are the actions that have since been taken as intervention in the respective areas mentioned. Thanks.
Thank you. Now, Chair, we have taken note of all the issues that's been raised. We provide concrete reports on those ones. As much as we will respond to the issues raised here, but I think, as you say, Chair, we will provide reports on each one. Because I do know there's a lot of work that has been done around Gauteng, but the DDG infrastructure is going to respond to it. Same with other areas in Standerton and other areas. But I think we'll do so by providing a detailed report in terms of the nature of the intervention that we've made in those areas. Let me ask Ms. Mate to provide some information on Gauteng SWAT.
Thank you very much, Chair. In Gauteng, we have met with Makhalis. We have identified the source. Initially, the source that had been identified in January was Road Mariko, but we then realized that it was also going down at a very high speed. We then identified another dam which is 30 kilometers away. Well, the reality is that there is no source, and we have also tested the water table. Water table is too low. Now the only option that we are remaining with is to cut water from the areas where the sources are still a bit better to Gatleng. It would ideally have been with water tankers, but they also come up at a very high cost. We then decided to put the same method that we had used in MLO, a temporary pipeline from that 30-kilometer source to Gatleng. We have assembled a team of engineers. They have finalized the preliminary designs, and they came out with a BOQ. The team is meeting as we speak, looking at the BOQ, because I've asked our quantity surveyor to go and also make sure that the costing on the BOQ is accurate, on realizing that what we had done for 50 million in MLO, at the moment it's sitting at 156 for Makgalis, which is almost the same distance as the one you did in MLO. So I just wanted them to verify whether those figures are correct. But the project is ready to roll. The risk that is currently inherent with whatever that we are doing now is the fact that we are already operating at a budget that is very, very lean. And at the moment, we haven't identified an area where we can move this 156, because the nature of the project is such that this 156 will have to be spent this financial year, because it's an emergency project related to drought and it cannot be delayed. In MLO, it took us 2 months. I'm hoping that with Makgalis, we're also talking about 2 months. The challenge that we're currently having is, where are we going to get the funds from? We have identified, I think we are sitting with around 50, 60 million, but we need the whole 156 before we can commit. And we have promised the acting DG as well as the CFO that we are looking at other projects that are not spending. We will then come back. Surely by next week, Friday, we should be in a position to submit something to the DG. Maybe then he can then send it through to the committee on the proposals on how on where we are going to get the funds from. And then it goes back to what Dr. Chauke has said about the fact that we will then have to come back and review our indicators on the EAP, because we are basically saying 156 that had not been budgeted for, that had been in the APP, is now going to be diverted to something that is new, that is being introduced at the stage where the department is also no longer in a position to change the APP, because that gate is already closed. But I think that will then come out clearly as we move forward, Chair. Thank you very much. Standard Chin, I think, is a classic case where the department also did not say that it's a municipal area and we cannot intervene. We intervened in Standard Chin, Chair. We intervened up to the tune of 70 million to fix that treatment plant. But what we have discovered to date is that the work that we needed to have done is bigger than what we have done currently with the treatment works. The engineers came back and they said, ma'am, we actually need to overhaul the whole network, and we are looking at plus or minus 170 million. The trick with it, again, is that this is a municipal, a Cocta area. I'm trying to have a meeting with the Cocta team tomorrow to see how we can together look at how do we then finalize the Standard Chin project. Because as it is, it's a municipal problem. And funny enough, the municipal manager calls me every day to say, help, help, help. But I don't have access to their books to see whether is this help real genuine, because I don't understand why they would not even come up with a sense to say, let's meet the department somewhere else. Hence, I'm now saying to my colleague from Cocta, can we go to Standard Chin and talk about the project? I have intervened up to 70 million, but I need another 150 to overhaul the whole network. But let's look at what MIG itself is also having, so that we can then work better. That chair meeting, I'm hoping, and I've said to the team, it can even happen over the weekend because it's urgent. And then on Madibeng, On Madibeng, I think there are two legs on Madibeng. There is a leg of water pollution that my area of responsibility would not be able to deal with. It's our colleague Enel Singh, maybe the DG then will find some mechanisms of reporting back on that one. But on the project of Madibeng, the project has been delayed for a long time. It was not the one on the treatment plant. It was not the department's call. Unfortunately, some of these issues that we deal with as infrastructure practitioners, that the communities would come in and stop project because of concerns that maybe the BE portion of the project is not adequate enough to cover some of the interest groups in the community. That was the main reason that stopped the treatment plan. We have now managed, together with Matibing, the administrator, to look at how well can we then look at spreading the cake. And I think that I received messages from them that now we are moving. The challenge that we are also having is our own construction team, and we have agreed with the CEO of Makhalis that if indeed my own construction team is not moving fast enough, he must feel free to move and bring in a new contractor. So those are the challenges. It's not that we are not there. It's challenges that we are experiencing. But we have managed to bring in the community. They are happy that they've managed to get a stake in the project. Thank you very much.
Okay. Mam Kola, again.
Ngibonge sihlalo. Khona kuxatshweni bafethu zama ukulungisa isimo. As umhlonishwe ekhuluma lo uMatha. Ngiyamlalela. But lilonke ngibona sihlalo ukuthi kufanele kwenzeke lento mhlambe iyenzeke la ukuthi kuba khona imali ekuthi ama disaster ukuthi makunenhlekelelo. Hlekelele ikwazi ngoba mawuthi yabheka kusho ukuthi ziningi izinto ezonakala kulokuthiwa imali ayikho, kanti kuba khona lesi sikhwama esibekwe eceleni ukugada ukuthi anything happen kusukunywe khanje kuyovalwa. Okogcina nci bengifuna ukwazi la ukuthi sihlalo khona lento ebizwa ngokuthi fees must fall. I-fees must fall ayinayo ibhajethi, angikhumbuli la kukhulunywa khona nge-fees must fall oba into evele ayiqhamukela nje iyilengela. But uyubone sekunamaphoyisa lapha eseyokwenza umsebenzi ukuthi uzame ukunqandana naleso simo esuke sikhona. Uze ubone ithanki, i-truck enkulu mhlawumbe 2 or 3 amanzi ezama ukuprotekta. Yini ngempela-ke lana zingabibikho lezo zinto nhlelo zokuthi nathi la kulo mnyango, ngoba ubukayi lo mnyango kodwa abantu bawuthatha kancane, kube khona lezo nhlelo zokuthi la if anything happen soqoma sihlale sihambe siyovala siphinde futhi sizame siphinde siyoraise futhi imali soyibeka lana esazikhona ukuthi sithathile lahamba. Okay, masiphinde sazi futhi sobeka ukuthi anything mayiphinda futhi again. Ngoba le nto uyayibona ifana nsenzo ezeney'khukhula ovele uzokuthiwa endaweni ethize kumuka abantu. Ngiyabonga sihlalo.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Chairperson, I am of the idea that I think in this department we need to have a disaster management fund. I'm proposing this because should it happen that there should be a disaster, this department should have money set aside just to go and fix where there is a problem. Now, one other illustration that I would also like to make to the House is the example of fees must fall. No one plans for that, but you find that immediately when there are riots, the Department of Police has got a fund that it uses to defuse this situation. So now I think even in this department we need such a fund that we are going to use whenever there is a disaster. Thank you.
Okay. We seem to have exhausted to ask a simple question. Do you have a slogan as a department? That drives you in delivering service. What is life is a mere statement, but something that really gets you going, that motivates you, that drives you to achieve certain objectives. Do you have any slogan? If you don't, I think we'll have to sponsor you with one in our next session. Can you respond to Mama Kaula's question?
There is a National Disaster Management Center, but it doesn't reside within the department. It's under the auspices of COCTA. But as a department, we do participate in that structure. Unfortunately, until an area is declared a disaster, we cannot sort of intervene immediately. But there is a National Disaster Management Center. And also in various provinces, we have what you call JOC, where we, our officials, together with COCTA, we have a sort of a monthly or every second month bilaterals where we look at issues that are affecting each region. But it is a good idea to have sort of a provision within the department. It's just that we have to look at the modalities in terms of how we have to set up that kind of fund. But currently, we don't have that provision to immediately respond to disasters. How we do it, we respond with our budget that is allocated on projects, and we have to do this so-called reprioritization of our budget, of which often we find ourselves sometime with the committee in terms of how we have moved funds to address certain issues. But I'm sure we can find a solution as we engage more with the committee in terms of how we can sort of, in our budget, build that fund to deal with not big disasters, but just normal disasters. But we do have a budget for mainly operations and maintenance, where there is a best pipe somewhere we can respond to those. And but normal disaster fund we don't have within the department.
Okay, that should be it for now. We've taken a point that all these issues that members were raising that relate to